join Rudy, Robert, and Mary, call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
And we are back. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show this weekend. You know, that bumper music of Life in the Fast Lane, well, it couldn't be more appropriate for our guest in the showcase segment this hour, because if you're a regular listener, then you already know our travel tall friend. But for those new to the show, Eric Giuliani, he's an inspiration story for all of us. Before we get to Eric, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by AMA Waterways. All right, so how many of you out there have taken a river cruise? Or maybe you've always dreamed of taking a river cruise? Well, since it's radio, I can't see who's raised their hands or not, but you'll find none better than AMA Waterways. AMA Waterways river cruises are affordable, and the level of service they provide in Europe, Asia, and Africa is industry-leading and award-winning. They're all-inclusive river cruises, and AMA Waterways includes larger cabins, wonderful meals with premium beverages, and your local excursions are filled with history, the arts, and many other amenities. Now is a terrific time to be choosing your fall river cruise, or even a European river cruise to the winter holiday markets. They're offering some excellent specials right now, so check them out at AMAWaterways.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
We first introduced you to Eric Giuliani back in our March 12th, 2016 broadcast, so about a year and a half ago. Most of us have heard about someone giving up their lifestyle to travel the world, but what makes Eric different is he gave up everything. He gave up a great job, his home, his car. He was living in Miami. He gave up all of his possessions, and he decided to travel around the world without the use of any aircraft. And we should also mention Eric is 7 feet tall.
Yeah, he is.
He is. His handles on social media are Travel Tall. We've checked in with Eric on our August 6th, 2016 broadcast, and we just talked to him a few months ago back on May 6th of this year to follow his journey, and today he returns for his fourth appearance with us as Eric has accomplished his goal, and he's here to fill us in.
Eric, nice to have you back on the show with us today. Congratulations. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me on again. I really appreciate it. I am doing great. Excited to be back on.
Well, I know when we first spoke to you a little over, I guess it was 17 months ago, I applauded you for being a doer, and clearly that's even more evident now. So, I mean, how different is Eric Giuliani today than the person who left his life in Miami to trek across the world with that airplane several years ago?
Wow, what a tough question. I would think the biggest thing that jumps out at me is the biggest change in me is my persistence and just kind of my overall dedication to going around the world without using airplanes. When I first started back in Africa, I had no idea it would be this challenging, and really having to kind of barter my way each stop along the way and make it work, and just the buses and the heat and all of the things that could go wrong and will go wrong. I think the biggest change, or the biggest thing I've noticed, was just kind of my determination and dedication to following my dream and then, you know, crossing the finish line and completing it.
Okay, so Eric, so going back to what you just said, you call this an overland trip. No airplanes, boats, trains, buses, cars, walking, pretty much any mode of transportation that one can think of. I would love to know, out of all the methods of transportation that you had to take on this nearly three-year journey, if you had to choose one, what would you choose as the most reliable and maybe the one that you had the best experiences on?
The most reliable? Oh, boy. I feel like every leg of this journey has been unreliable in terms of transportation.
Right.
You know, I bought a car in California and it exploded on the highway within 30 miles of when I had purchased it. You know,
remember,
so like everything that could go wrong has gone wrong in terms of transportation. I found, I guess, the buses in Europe to be the most reliable. They'll leave at the time that they say they're going to, and they'll arrive usually when they say they're going to. We're pretty much everywhere else. The buses often don't leave until every seat is sold, especially in Africa.
Exactly.
I've been on several trains that have broken down. I made the mistake of doing the Trans-Siberian Railroad in the middle of winter. We're all been really tough transportation-wise, for sure. So I wouldn't say there's been one easy...
Fair enough. It's definitely been a huge accomplishment without airplanes. So 3 years on the road, you basically bartered your way through to find places to sleep, for food, etc. You've done photography work for hotels. Was there a specific area of the world on this journey that perhaps you thought was easier to do that in, more welcoming, maybe just overall easier to find a roof over your head? And was it harder or easier than you thought to find places to stay?
Initially, it was much easier. I was really shocked. I'll never forget the first batch of emails I sent out to hotels in Cape Town, which was where I started. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget that feeling of when the first hotel agreed, and I was just like, oh my goodness, my whole world kind of opened up, because I knew if it worked there, that I could just duplicate that as I made my way around the world. But what I found out was that really, I would say probably Africa was the easiest to barter the film and photography for, because there's not as many professional photographers in places like Sudan and Ethiopia and Kenya. Right. And so I was going into areas where that was very much a need, where like I'm currently in Amsterdam right now, it's not as easy, and I was finding a really tough time. So I've had to work really hard to get into hotels in Amsterdam.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's interesting.
It's a more cosmopolitan the place.
Yeah, more competition. All right, Eric, hold on one second while I reintroduce you to our listeners. If you're just tuning in, Robert and I are speaking with show friend and world traveler Eric Giuliani about his nearly three-year journey canvassing the globe without the use of an airplane.
All right, so Eric, you know, I often tell people that Mary and I, we have had some of our best travel experiences when things didn't go as planned and we had to go to our plan B or plan C or our plan D. So, you know, what did you enjoy most about your world travels? Was it all of the time for your writings, maybe the food, meeting new people, maybe it was the spontaneity, I don't know, impacting others' lives? I know you did that from some things we've talked about. Or just having to go to your own plan B, C, or D. What sticks out to you?
You know, I think a couple things to answer that question. One is the freedom, you know, to just be able to kind of go wherever I want, and the feeling of, you know, I really don't have any borders or boundaries around kind of what I want to do with my life. And it was really empowering to be able to just look at a map and say, okay, I'm going to go to this city next or this place next, and then I'll email the hotel and hopefully one will agree to my offer. But really looking back, the thing that always kind of chokes me up and I, you know, get a little emotional when I think about it are all the incredible people that I met along the way.
Yeah, I would think.
For me, that's the thing that stands out.
All right, so when you travel the world, this is a good segue to this, you know, you certainly gain a greater appreciation for how great America really is, but you also realize how small the world is and how regardless of where you go, we're not all that different and we're all just trying to get through the days in our own way. I don't recall how much you traveled prior to this journey, Eric, but do you understand what I'm saying about it being such a small world despite its vast size?
You nailed exactly the point of the next chapter that I'm writing on my website, which is where I was sitting on a cruise ship and I watched everybody from all over the world come up to this free ice cream stand, and everybody was amazed and loved the fact that they could get this ice cream. And it was just the most incredible thing because everybody on the cruise was from different corners of the world. And just to emphasize your point, I know that, you know, there's more issues in the world than just wanting ice cream, but I just use that as kind of a metaphor that really we did all want the same thing. And it was just so incredible to see the way people interacted with the ice cream stand. And I've written this in detail on my website, but it was just really amazing. And to me, that's one of the things that definitely stood out along the way.
And sometimes it really is just those, and that's a great metaphor, actually. It's just the little things in life that make everyone happy. We
whether
all just
want
to be
old,
happy, whether you're young, old,
you want the ice cream.
Right. All right, Eric.
Yeah.
Just curious, so you're in Amsterdam now. You finished your leg and then you went a little bit longer, I believe. How's the adjustment, initial adjustment going? I know this is going to be a tough question because you're not really home necessarily yet, but, you know, this is a huge thing that you just did and now all of a sudden it's over. How's it going?
Yeah, I think that's going to be really tricky. I'm actually going to be flying back to Miami in about a week's time, and so I am a little bit nervous because I've just been constantly moving, and so just to be in one stationary place for a while is definitely going to be a big adjustment for me. I'm looking forward to it, though, because every week I've had a different bed, a different pillow, a different adjustment in terms of sleeping and finding where I'm going to eat my meals, and so it will be nice to kind of come back and have some semblance of a routine, mm-hmm. but I know for sure, for me personally, it's going to be an adjustment, mm-hmm. So I'm sure travel will be a major part of the next year or two of my life, but just not on the same scale.
Well, you can't help that. So we've got about a minute left. First thing I want to make sure, when you fly Amsterdam to Miami, that's the first time that you will have taken a flight, correct?
Yeah, that'll be the first time in exactly 3 years.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. So in about the 50 seconds that are left now, any final thoughts you want to share with our listeners about getting out there to experience the world?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was the best decision I ever made like 6 years ago when I just booked a one-way ticket to Hong Kong on a whim. And I just really followed my curiosity. And I spent all the money I had 6 years ago to travel and to check off all the places on my bucket list, which ultimately left me broke and wondering what I should do with my life. And I really took that time to harness what do I want to do, and it came back as this journey, as around the world, no airplanes, but to also be able to express myself creatively. And for me, that was really the seminal moment, was following my curiosity and then being ultimately determined to live it.
Well, Eric, listen, congratulations. We can't wait to hear about your successes wherever life leads you next.
Yeah.
Folks, you can find Eric online at traveltall.com. And if you enjoy reading, check out as many journals of his adventures. They're well written. Best wishes, Eric. Safe travels.
And his photography. Thanks, Eric.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed it.
Take care.
All right, Eric Giuliani, folks. And that shows you, again, how travel can make a difference in your world.
No doubt about it.
All right, folks, a reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break to pay some bills, but there is so much more ahead as the RM World Travel Express rolls on. You're listening to Rudy Max's World with the Carries. Stay with us.
Rudy Max's World with the Carries phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rudymaxa.com. We're back after these messages.